Okay, money and markets. Dollar still weak. It's started the year at 103. It's now at 95.5. Fixed income rates look like they're coming up just a tiny bit. The long treasury is now trading at 4.7%, the intermediate at 2.27, bond aggregate at 2.4, and junk still turtling along at 4.83. The equities are strong. The S&P is now up 10, almost 10.5 for the year, and the home builders up 15%, doing better. Europe up, the VGK ETF up 19%, and Germany up almost 19%. The developed markets minus North America up 16%. So they're outperforming the S&P this year, given how much the S&P has run ahead. That's not surprising. And then the Chinese up 19.37% on the large caps, and up 19.11% on the small caps. And the emerging markets tear 23.05. Hard to see how it could tear much above that. So I wonder if it's not going to pause here. Commodities, the commodity index now down 9.5%. Gold still up for the year at 5.67%, but silver now down at 1.59%. We need to watch and see if it breaks the 1200 line. It's getting close. And then if it does, we need to see if it breaks the 1100 line. If it breaks the 1100 line, we could be in trouble, particularly if the drumbeats of war get going. And you could see, I'm a lot less concerned about watching a nosedive down to 700, but we could absolutely see a major nosedive here. And then oil still dragging, mine down 24.33% for the year. We have a series of new commentaries that I wanted to point out and describe to you tonight. Dr. Mark Skidmore of Michigan State University has come forward, and he and his graduate students have been identifying the supporting documentation for the undocumentable adjustments at DOD at HUD. We've put up a commentary called Missing Money Supporting Documentation. It's up at the homepage down near the bottom. That'll be linked from all of our other missing money commentaries. And we have more to add into it, including links to the DOD and HUD website. And report this more this afternoon from Dr. Skidmore. One of his graduate students has found more undocumentable adjustments at DOD, and we hope to have those documents next week. And so we'll continue to add on that. And I think that's important because when we're talking about how we enforce the Constitution, it's great to have the original documentation. And so I wanted to make sure you could access it all in one place. As I said before, there's the Soleri tune that we've put up on the homepage, and that's a tune about how we enforce the Constitution. And so please feel free to send that around because it explains the whole thing in cartoon form. As I said earlier, Jason Bawden Smith has published his first podcast on EMF Warriors. It's an interview that Jason and I did when I was in Sydney, and it's up on the homepage. We have a column that we launched 2 months ago, Food for the Soul, written by an extraordinary expert in the field of culture, theater, movies, books, you name it, the whole gamut. And in fact, the new Food for the Soul is a photography exhibit by Lauren Grenfell called Generation Wealth. It's in LA now. It's going to New York. So for those of you in New York who may have access to it, you might want to read about it. It's fascinating. Anyway, I love this column already, and I'm looking forward to more great things. We have a new one to publish next week. Food for the Soul is going to be running twice a month, and it's all part of Joseph's idea of we've got to reverse and nurture the culture. And I love the insights that the handle of the author is Your Culture Scout, and this is my go-to person on culture, so I'm very excited that they agreed to write this. Then another post from James Quaid on crypto commentary. We've had quite a nosedive in the prices. Ethereum's down almost 50% in a month, and Bitcoin's down 13%, was down 6% today. So it's just a reminder, as I said, this is a highly speculative market. So So the cryptocurrencies are pumping and dumping as they go.